want to finish up. Yesterday we started. Today we're going to finish up. No, there's no halacha l'maisa in Shadchanis. That's the problem. Today we're going to finish up. Yesterday we started. We started reviewing, doing a book review, a safe review at Shadchanis and halacha by Rabbi Shlomi Dickman. Okay, my chover from Torah Vedas, years ago, I haven't seen him in many years. Shlomi Dickman, he wrote a little safer on, a big safer on, the laws of Shadchanis, Shadchanim. Okay, Shadchanim are entitled to get, a fee. So yesterday we discussed the lumnus of the safer. In the back of the safer we discussed the lumnus is a shatchan called a yoyred, the reshus, or is he called the schir yoyim? And we were mafalpel yesterday for half an hour discussing the nafkaminis. What is the halachic status in Shulchan Aruch? Does he fit into the simanim Shulchan Aruch and Chay Shemishvin as a schir yoyim? Or does he fit into the simanim Shulchan Aruch where we describe a shatchan as a person that's yoyred l'soy chaveroy bereshus? And we gave a whole list of nafkaminis, and we discussed there are different types of shatchanim. Sometimes you solicit the services of the shatchan, and sometimes the shatchan forces himself upon you. That might be a nafkamino when he's called the schir yoyim, which is a much higher standard. If a shatchan is called a sochi or a hard worker, then he comes with a union and he comes with a constitution, and he comes with a lot of baggage. If a shatchan is a yared l'soy chaveiro shlo bereshus, it's like Uber. they have no benefits, no rights, no benefits, and it's a whole different league. The rules are very, very different. Now today, let us discuss some interesting ideas, questions that are very, very common in shatchanis, and all there is. I'm telling you now in advance, there is no answer to any of these questions. All of these are just issues which are dilemmas, and in the, again, nothing is clear. You cannot compare our generation, 2017, to what was even the year 2000. And you can't compare what it was like 50 years ago. You can't compare it to what it was like in Europe, in Poland, Russia. Every community is different. Every time is different. And Ashkenazi, Sephardim, and age groups, people who are very young, people who are a little bit older, people in the older singles, and then you're dealing with people, all different scenarios, and that's why there's so much confusion and nothing really is clear cut. Let's just draw out the basic ideas. Idea number one is there is something called, in halach, it is recognized, something called a maschil and a goymer. The maschil is the one who starts off the shidduch, and the goymer is the one that closes the deal. Sometimes you'll have in the middle of what's called the emtsoi. These are the terminology that's used in the pasuk to describe the dilemmas in the emtsoi, a middleman. Sometimes you can have many middlemen, yeah, more than one middleman. All of these people have contributed in some significant way towards the conclusion. Chassan marries the kala, kala marries the chassan. They all contribute. Question is, if it is accepted, just make believe, throwing out numbers, that in this community the shatchan is $5,000. Okay, a lot of money. It's not like that. Who gets the money? Who gets the money? Is it the maschil? Is it the goymer? Is it the emtsoi? Who gets the money? What? The IRS. You have to pay taxes. So you have to pay taxes on the shatchanis. When you get the shatchanis, do you get? Is there something in your tax return? What? You have to pay taxes. So this
shatchan is also broker.
A broker. The shatchan is the marriage broker.
But
the one.
The shatchan has to tell the person in advance that they're charging him. Just
not necessarily. You're touching upon another topic. We'll get that one in one moment. One thing, remind me of that. Let's discuss. So the basic rule is, and shatchan is brought down. It's brought down. Is if it is accepted that let's say it's $6,000 shatchanis, the maschil gets a third, and the goymer gets 2/3. That is the basic rule. Let us say there is an emtsoi. So that's a very limited. So some say that the emtsoi, he is really like the maschil. He's also like a maschil, and they divide the third. Each one gets a sixth. Each one then he takes a chunk out of the maschil. The maschil has to suffer, not the goymer. The goymer always comes out ahead. The one that closes the deal, he's always entitled to 2/3, and everyone else has to divide the remaining third. That's general. Is that always rule true? How it applies? Not necessarily. Okay, now another big issue you do mention. Let's say you do not tell people in advance that you have a fee, and then after the shidduch is concluded, you say, okay, I've made the shidduch, and you have to pay me the fee. You never ask for a fee up front. No, that's not
some
true.
It's self-understood.
Okay, that's no, all right. So Eve, the rule is in Shulchan Aruch, if you're from the Ashkenaz, if you're accepted, this is real money. It's halacha. This is not just a minik. It's not a minik toif to give shatchanis. It is a requirement. You cannot feign ignorance. I didn't know you have to pay money. Had I known you charged that there's a fee, I would never.
People that do it.
Doesn't matter. Just because they can be Michael privately, but if someone demands money, it's within their legal right to demand money. You can't go say, "Oh, my friend got married and the shadchan did it for free. Good for him. I'm not doing it for free. I'm demanding money. You must give the money. They have a right. They have their toveya. They can take you to a bezdin. The bezdin can force you. They force you to pay. Shadchanis is not a minik toiv. It is something that must be paid. The only exception is among the Svardim. The Svardim never had a custom amongst them to charge money for arranging shidduchim. They never had such a custom. Ashkenazim always had a custom. So Ashkenazim, you can enforce in Bezdin. Svardim, there is no such thing. So the question is, let's say you have an Ashkenazi, there's no answer to this question, an Ashkenazi Shadchan, who makes a shidduch for Svardim. Or let's say there's a mixed marriage, a Sephardi and an Ashkenazi. A Sephardi and Ashkenazi. Or let's say the Shadchan is one, not the other. All the various combinations. Okay, you can go and construct any type of scenario, and you're getting involved somewhere in this scenario. You have a Sephardi along the line. Do the rules of Shadchanis apply? Yes or no? This is a dilemma to which there is no answer. Another dilemma which there is no clear answer. Let's say different communities have different going rates. Let's say in Lakewood, the going rate is $2,000 shadchanis. Make believe, I have no clue, I'm just making up numbers. In Eretz Yisrael, the going rate is $1,000 shadchanis. And in Brooklyn, we live in Brooklyn, the going rate is $5,000 shadchanis. And the shadchanis from Lakewood is meshadech someone from Eretz Yisrael with Brooklyn. So how, what, and there was no discussion in advance how much shadchanis will be paid. So how much is it to be paid? Right. We follow the shadchan where he lives. He lives in Lakewood. He gets $2,000. Do we follow where the one side of Brooklyn, we follow Eretz Yisrael, or do we say there's some type of balance? Each one, wherever they live, has to give whatever their portion, 50% in order to give the fee of the shadchan wherever he lives. Or something along the way, you can argue back and forth every different scenario. This is an issue. It's a very issue which appears to be a very common issue. There are different going rates in different communities for where shadchanis is, and the people involved in, we live today in the global village where people are making shidduchim all over the world. And the question is, what exactly are, how much must be paid, and how much must be paid at the end? Okay, now here's a very important halacha. This is a lot of confusion about this halacha, and that is what is called a maschil. When a person who's a maschil, almost every shidduch, you'll always hear this guy, who's the shadchan so and so. Oh, but I'm the one who I mentioned it before. I mentioned the shidduch in advance. I gave him the idea. I told him what makes a person into a maschil. So the rule is you have to have done something. A suggestion, telling a person a name is nothing. For example, you have a professional shadchan. A shadchan, whatever, and you go to the shadchan, I have a great idea. Why don't you suggest this boy for this girl? And the shadchan had never thought of it. And the shadchan now calls up and he says, I'm a shadchan, I'm a professional shadchan, this is what I do. I have a shidduch for your son, for your daughter, and he proceeds and he makes the shidduch. Is the person who went to the shadchan and gave him told him a suggestion, is that he called a maschil? Absolutely not. Zero. Just because the entire idea, the whole idea came from you, if you did not contact the Tzad HaChasan or the Tzad HaKala and have any conversation with them, you just gave over the name to someone else, and that other person, when he got on the phone, he made the contact and started the process. You who gave the suggestion, you're not called a maschil. You get zero.
That's not right.
Why is it not right? That's the halacha. No, there's no, you cannot put a fee, because halacha it gives you money for doing something, not for ideas. Intellectual ideas, no, that's not what you
did.
That's not, you called up the shatran, you did not contact, that is the halacha. The halacha is, in order to be called a maskil, you have to be in contact with the parties involved. With the tzad, hachas and the tzad akala, to be involved, you give an idea to another person, and the other person now makes contact with the chas and kala, with the parents, that is you're not called a mas. That is halacha, it's clear. Yeah. I'll give you another example.
They stole the other person.
Now it's not called stealing. You're not stealing, you gave it to him. Even if it doesn't matter. If you did not, that is the rule. The rule is you get paid for getting involved. Just throwing around names. Throwing darts does not make you into entitle you to money. You'll say in Shemayim they're going to give you a yashikoyach. You're going to be a tzaddik. Let's talk about money, cash in the bank. You don't get money. That's halach. Did you get involved? The shatran made the phone call. So no, that's very significant. You don't realize this. People in shidduchim realize that. I'm telling you, when it comes. The clothes he coordinates. He's involved in coordinating with them. So you're asking another question. You're asking in modern times. Okay. You're asking that in modern times, and many times you don't have a goymer. What you're asking over here is that let's say you have friends. Someone says to a boy, I have a relative, maybe you want to go out with her? Maybe look into her. Okay, yeah. Okay, here's her phone number. He calls her up. And he takes her out, and it's all downhill from there. Mayor, you're laughing? And the shidduch is done. So in other words, what is there? A maschil? You have a maschil, and there's no goymer. Okay, there's no goymer. So what does he get? No, so he gets very little. He's only, so therefore, that's also a dilemma. That's not really good. So there's no full shatranis in that case. That's what appears. It's not clear cut. A goymer means you are doing a service. Many shidduchim, especially with young people, with people, you know, first starting out, 20-year-olds in shidduchim, in the yeshiva world, a shatran is involved to the very end. Because the boys and girls have no experience dating, and also there are always issues, especially in the yeshiva world today, money issues, who's going to support them until they're on their own feet. And there are negotiations, and does the boy like, the boy not like, and sometimes yes, it's misunderstanding. If there's a person involved in the shidduch to the end, until it's mazel tov, and deals with the parents, and the boy and girl, that's called a goymer. In the more modern world, or with singles that are a little bit older, sometimes you have a goymer, there's more of a need for a goymer. But sometimes when the shidduch is just started off by a person and the boy and girl, they on their own do everything on their own, there's really no goymer. And the one who just made a suggestion, who contacted, he's called the maskil. He did something. He made a phone call. He made a suggestion. So that person does not necessarily entitle to the full fee. If the full rate is $5,000, it's not muchruch, he deserves $5,000. He gets a third. He gets whatever he gets.
Because he's just a maskil.
Maskil. You have a hechetim, so you have only a maskil without a goymer. And then you have a case of a goymer without a maskil, which means these they met on their own. They met on their own. These they dated. They worked together. They work in the same office. They dated. He took her out. He asked her out on his own. He dated. And then he never asked her out for another date. And then a few weeks later, there was the one of the two sides, either the boy or the girl, they contact a shatran. You know, we went out once or twice. We went out already. We know each other. Maybe you can encourage him. You can call him up, and you can encourage him. We should go out again. So you have a goymer without a maschil. So also, he's not entitled to the full amount because he's not the one who started it off. No one started it off. There are many scenarios where you have a goymer without a maschil, a maschil without a goymer. Sometimes you have both. Sometimes only one does the whole thing. And sometimes you have people in the middle, the emtsuyim. Another shayla, another very, very big dilemma is where there's a broken engagement, Rachman Litzlan. Okay, they get engaged, and the shatran, does he work? He works so hard. He has to twist their arms, and they get engaged. And the night of the wedding, the night before the wedding, they cancel the wedding. They cancel the wedding. Is the shatran have a right to be toveya? I made the shidduch. They got engaged.
No tikkun wash.
So that's a very, very big question. What the halacha is? First of all, this touches upon another very fundamental issue in halacha when it comes to a shatran. Is when does he entitle to the money? When they get engaged or when they get married? When is the chiyuv tashlumin? If the shatran goes to the couple and says, pay up, bezdin, pay up. So they can say, I'm not mechuyev to pay you until they get married. Until they get married. I'm not going to not pay you one penny until the chosn and kala get married. That's when we'll pay. That's one opinion. The chiyuv tashlumin does not begin until the marriage. Many disagree. Many hold that the chiyuv tashlumin begins the moment they get engaged. L'may nafkamina, a broken engagement. A very big nafkamina. Another nafkamina is, let's say he already paid. Let's say they got engaged and I already paid the money. And now they break up the engagement. So are you entitled to a refund? I want a refund.
Shatran can ask for both sides to give you.
Both sides. Who
no,
also?
Dabin.
So then you touch about another issue. Who broke the engagement?
Double.
The broken engagement and the kala had to pay off.
100% from him, 100% from
the
other side.
That's a separate issue. Who broke the engagement? The one who breaks the engagement, they're the ones that have to pay the penalty.
Yes.
That's a separate issue. That's a shtar mechil. That's a separate. Not discussing a shtar. We're talking about the shusha shatchanus. The shatchanus. The shat. They want to give them. They want to be a refund. From the reimburse, so the one that did not break the shul, he wants the money back. The shadchan says, I'm not giving the money back. I made the shidduch. So the one that really bears the responsibility is the one who's responsible for breaking the shidduch. Okay. What other quick questions when it comes to shadchanis? Okay, let's say a second marriage. Oh no, let's say machzir gerusha. Very interesting. Machzir gerusha. There's no shatchanas.
It's a pasuk.
There is no shatchanas for machzir gerushasai. If a person gets divorced, Rachman Litzlan, and there's a shatchan involved in bringing them back together, a husband and wife, machzir, the same couple, there's no din shatchanas. Okay, second marriage, of course, there's shatchanas. There's no difference to say second marriage, of course, shatchanas. What other shaylas are there? There's a lot of Jewish. I'm just going to go through some halacha now. Yeah.
Is the shatran have 2 years for $3,000? I will give you this kind of girl.
It doesn't work like that. They do that.
I don't know.
What about here? What about Shatchanah's money varies in Brooklyn? And afterwards, he finds out that she's charging $5,000, which normally
no. You only have to pay the going rate. I call this the Achashverosh Shatran. What?
Goy.
A goy, yeah. Is he entitled to shatchanis? If a guy makes a shidduch,
yeah.
I know someone that he told me who made their shidduch, a train conductor on the subway. So he was the conductor in between the two cars. So he saw the boy in one car, the girl. So he says, why don't you two sit together? And it turned out to be a shidduch. So is a guy get shatchanis? Yeah, it's a good shidduch. I don't know the answer. I call this the Achashverosh Shatran. He calls it here the Mambarin Shatran. What is that? A shatran. Yeah, a person has a boy or girl, either or. Let's say the boy, and the mother calls and says, "No, my son's on the market. Yeah, can you help me?" So the shatran emails the mother 20 profiles of 20 girls. Okay, here's 20 girls. Profiles. Pick whatever you want. Achashverosh. Right, every night, another girl. So the mother looks at the profile. She likes one of the girls. And she calls up someone that she knows. I have over your profile. Shatran gave me 20 profiles. I like this girl. I know that you're the neighbor. You know them. You're the right person. Can you go be and recommend it be the shatran? You'll get involved. Get involved. And sure enough, they get married. So now the shatran who sent the mother 20 profiles wants money as a maschil. He gets nothing. he gets the shatchan, in this case gets absolutely nothing. Just the same as before. Just because you have the profiles and you send 20 profiles and I pick one and I have someone I know who knows the girl, I know whatever the situation is, you're nothing more than a marim makam. The one who made the initial contact is someone else. So this shatchan who gave you the 20 profiles gets zero. Gets zero. Oh, yeah, also the girl said anything. Also, yeah, he has some stories where you have a secretary in a school. So she emailed the list of all the girls to someone. She gets nothing. Okay. Okay. What else?
What about if she asked the girl, "Can I send out your name?
Can I send out your name?" Okay. Now, I'm going to tell you a very quick, some little. This is very short. Drush, a shatchan. Who's the first shatchan in the Torah? Who was
Eliezer,
the first shatchan?
Eliezer.
This week's parish was Eliezer. Was he paid for his service?
God gave
was Eliezer no. paid for his no, service? Shatchanis. He got the ultimate payment. He was called originally Oror. Ato Avraham said to him, Ato Oror. Vani Baruch Vein Oror Mistabek Bibaruch. Eliezer had a daughter. He wanted to be Mashanech his daughter. He's a Shatan. I have a daughter. I want to give you my daughter to Yitzchak. So Avram said, "You're cursed. I'm blessed. Therefore, there's no Shidduch." So what was the Shatanis? He was Mashanech with Rivka. What was the Shatanis? Bo Baruch Hashem. When he came in, he was called the Baruch. Chazal learned that he was the reward of being the Shatan. What was the Shatanis? He was no longer called cursed. Isn't that gewaldic?
Yes.
So therefore a person succeeds being a shidduch, you become get a bracha of being a baruch, being a blessed person. Moshe Rabbeinu was the shatchan between Hashem and Klal Yisrael. What was his shatchanis? Kikoran or panav. Now let me tell you my var. In last week's parish, Jewish, very quickly. In last week's parish, Pandav, 2 weeks ago, parish Noyach. When it came into the teva, it says ish ve'ishtoi. So Chazal, the Gemara, Masechtas Sanhedrin. Why are they called ish ve'ishtoi? Ish ve'ishtoi, by animals. You call non-kosher ish ve'ishtoi nonsense. There's no such thing as marriage. They don't say harat v'kudeshes. So why are they called ish ve'ishtoi? So Gemara Darshan, they were makabel nati mi mizdavek be'ena minam. It's teaching you that they're not going to be corrupt. They're not going to live with other creatures that are not from their min, their kind. I want to say a drush. The reason why they're called ish ve'ishtoi is because marriage. Think about this. The Noach is taking into the teva only one male and one female, and from this is going to come all their offspring. All the lions today in this world are all descendants of the male and female, of Mr. Lion and Mrs. Lion. Now that means Noach. Think he could have taken any male, any female he wanted. Noach had to have Ruach HaKodesh to know that if I take this male, this female animal, the midos, the mix. Who cares if they get along or not? They're going to produce children. The midos of their children are going to be like this. Is that going to be good for the world? Maybe the world needs a creature that's going to be tough. A shidduch produces. Every shidduch produces. It's a unique combination of different genes, different attitudes, different machshava. Noah had to be a shatran. Because he had to look into the future. The world needs lions. I don't want the lions to be too mean or too nice.
That's why the lion kicked him.
The lions, every creature has to be the right attitude, right? So Noah had to be a shatran, not because the Mr. and Mrs. are going to get married with a Tabas Kiddushin under a Chuppah and Tzarat B'Kudeshes. A shatran produces future generations. Noah had to make sure that the offspring would be the offspring that would be proper for the world. It should be the if you go take people which don't mix, there's no chemistry, the children are no good. The children sometimes, it's reflected in the children that the parents really didn't get along with each other. That's no good. Noah had to also be a shatran when he took the male and female to prepare the world for its future. That's why it's ish v'ishtai. Shatran stands for Sheker Doiver Kesef Noitel. Matt, what does it really stand for? Shoiver, not in the right order. So Chazal say, Shoiver, Dal, Soy, Shoy, Dal, Pasuk in Tehillim. Dal, say, Choshes. Wait, Shoiver, Dal, say, there's another word, Shad. I forgot, okay. Alright, whatever it is, stop here, Matt.